The Indianola football team's brand in 2019 features Smash Mouth football. They want to be a running team that controls the clock, controls the pace of the game, and controls the time of possession. You might think of that as a little old-fashioned, with today's five wide receiver spread offense sets and gimmicky plays with high-scoring offenses, but just because the sentiment might not have changed doesn't mean the team hasn't innovated, especially with their use of a blocking running back, no longer called a fullback.
Years ago, most football teams, you know, had a fullback. You know, when I was growing up, we had a fullback. Well, the evolution of football has now really gone in the direction of an H-back, which is a hybrid player, not just a blocking back, but someone you can put in the slot or offset, going to probably catch the ball more than the old traditional fullback. The way we use our H-back is he's still a blocking back. But we really try to implement the H-back into the passing game.
Despite the offense having trouble putting the ball in the end zone last Friday night, getting starting H-back Brennan Meacham involved in the passing game was not a problem.
And another, faked handoff by Wireman. He's got a lot of guys in front of him. Finally catches it out. It's going to be caught by Meacham at the 30, gets up to the 35 before he's taken down at around the 36, 37-yard line. And Brennan Meacham out of the backfield gets a nice 12 yards. Rolls out to his right. Has a receiver wide open. Should be enough for a first down. It's caught and taken down at the 15 on the far side. That was Meacham, actually, caught that out of the backfield. So about a 6-7-yard gain to Brennan Meacham.
The way the Indians' offense is set up, the H-back's job is fluid. It changes with each play depending on the situation, and that makes the Indians' offense harder to read.
We put them in what we call a king and a queen position. So the king is basically like an old wing off the end of the tight end, or maybe it's just off tackle, yard off the ball, yard outside, and it could be either to the strong side or the weak side. We also have our H-back in a near or far set. So once again, it's just offset. You know, the old I formation had the fullback right behind the quarterback, and then you had your tailback. Well, now we offset that. And as a linebacker coach, that really makes your reads as a linebacker really difficult, because we may start our H-back on the right side, but he's going and blocking all the way to the left, and you just don't get a clear, concise read on as you digest that play and try to get to where you need to be.
Kluver also said that in his offense, he needs his H-back to be a heads-up player.
Needs to be one of the smarter players on that field, because he does. He needs to understand what the blocking scheme is up front with his offensive line, and he really needs to understand what their calls are so he can take care of his responsibilities. A lot of different things that are really important in order for our offense to be successful.
On the right hash, moving from right to left, they go to Kolarik. Spin move, gets away from a defender, and he might be loose. To the 35, to the 40, to midfield. He might have the angle. To the 40, to the 30, outrunning the competition. To the 20, to the 10, and taken down from behind inside the 10-yard line. It's Kale Kolarik with a huge run, and the Indians have their best offensive play of the night, making their way inside the McCoy True Value Red Zone. It'll be first and goal.
You didn't hear the name Brennan Meacham in that highlight, but as Coach Kluver said, if he is doing his job right, the Indians have that chance to make the big play.
One of our bread and butter plays is we just run an inside zone, and Meacham would kick out the backside end on the backside. So it's not really to the front side where the ball carry is, but if we don't block that backside end, he's going to crash and probably make that play from behind. So that's one play that if he doesn't make that block, we're probably not going to have a successful play. We'll also run an outside zone where we're stretching, so he's got to reach the outside guy, whether it's an outside linebacker, whether it's a safety. And typically, if we can bust that run for a big gainer, Brennan Meacham has done his job and has had a successful block.
So while not having the traditional fullback, the Indians' offense can spread around the H-back in different formations to wreak havoc both in the running and passing games. For this week's Coach's Playbook and Football Friday Night, I'm Andrew Swadner.